Now we remember Chuck Brown, the godfather of go-go. He died today at the age of 75. Brown created the genre of music known as go-go in 1970s Washington, D.C. For more than three decades, he was its most noted and charismatic figure.
Keep what you got until you get what you need, y'all.
While go-go never gained widespread popularity, the percussive, heavy funk music maintained a strong presence in the nation's capital. As Brown told NPR in 2007, his signature sound was something best experienced live.
You have to really get into it and realize that the audience participation, the crowd response, is what's happening. And we'll just play and play and just keep going. It won't stop.
Brown achieved the most success with the song Bustin' Loose with his group The Soul Searchers. It spent 4 weeks atop the R&B singles chart in 1978. When it came to writing music, Brown says it was always about the groove.
I'm not a, what you might call a lyric writer. I write hooks and try to make them work with the audience. And funky tracks, that's what you need.
Chuck Brown continued to perform late into his life. In Washington, he was a legend. The city even designated a street in his honor. But for all the attention he received, Brown remained humble.
Everybody calls me the Godfather. I didn't designate that name for myself. You know, it came through the fans. They're the boss, the fans and the radio.
And the name stuck. Chuck Brown, the godfather of go-go, died today at the age of 75.